Zadie, it sounds terribly scary. Imagine if the French would find a treasure in Mayor Anschel's house.
Ah, again you jump ahead, Tully. The next day, the French took over all of Frankfurt and they issued a proclamation. Hurrah! Attention, residents of Frankfurt and all the other provinces. A messenger from Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, leader of the French Army Liberation de Francois, which also means French, France, something like that, and the ruler of all of Europe. Prince Wilhelm is missing. And so is his treasury. Whoever leads us to this fortune will receive a huge reward. But whoever is caught keeping this princely fortune for himself, he will pay for it, maybe with his life. And that's a lot. That's all. So, goodbye. See you later. Goodbye. See you. Bye.
What's happening here?
I don't know what's happening. What's going to happen? It's crazy. It's not normal. Something's going to happen.
I don't know what it's all about.
Those French are as mean as vultures.
They're as vicious as scorpions.
They're as mean as onions.
Onions? What's up with onions?
Well, if you eat onions, you'll see how mean things can get.
Hi, Mr. Hazatzen, right there.
Oh no, Zadie! Did they suspect Mayor Anschel?
They most certainly did. Especially since rumors were flying around all over Frankfurt that a mysterious-looking wagon had been seen in the back of Mayor Anschel's house just about the time that the prince had disappeared.
Oh, Zadie! Mayor Anschel must have been scared silly.
Well, he may have been a little scared, but I hope not silly. Just remember, Tully, that Mayor Anschel had a lot of faith in Hashem, and he knew that he would surely protect him.
But Zadie, did the French ever come to Mayor Anschel's house?
Aha! Again you jump ahead of yourself, Tully. The next morning, Mayor Anschel's home in the ghetto was surrounded by French soldiers.
Yes? Can I help you?
In the name of the great Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, I demand that you hand over the royal fortune that Prince Wilhelm has left in your care. We know it is here.
Who is it, Papa?
We heard rumors that Prince Wilhelm had been seen near your house. Is this true? Was he here?
You mean a tall man with a blue uniform?
Yes, yes, that is right. Was he here?
You mean the man with gold buttons on his uniform?
Yes, yes. Was he here? Was he here? When was he here?
You mean a man with colored medals on his chest?
Yes, yes. That is him. When did you see him?
You mean the man with five silver stripes on his sleeves?
Yes, yes, yes. That is him. Where is he? Where is he? Where did you see him?
I have no idea. I never saw anyone like that.
Yeah. Me neither. I never even heard of him.
What do you mean you never heard of him? And how did you know about his uniform and his medals, huh?
We just took a guess, that's all.
Yeah, it was only a guess.
Ah, this is ridiculous. I do not believe what I am going to make a fool out of.
My dear sir, I don't know who could have misled you to think what you are thinking, but you are really quite mistaken. There is no fortune here. Do you think that the prince would trust a Jew with his treasure?
There is no room in here for a fortune.
Please, Solomon.
Men, search the house.
I guarantee that you'll find nothing.
You can look anywhere you want. But please don't bother to look in the large closet in the kitchen. That is where Mama keeps her pots and pans. You won't find any treasure in there.
Ha ha! You think we are fools, eh? Sergeant, go quickly and search the closet in the kitchen with the pots. Ha ha
ha! At once, my Capitan. Men, follow me. My Capitan, we have searched the large closet in the kitchen entirely.
And what have you found, Sergeant?
A lot of pots, my Capitan.
And what else?
A lot of pans, my Capitan.
Ach, it was this little boy. Why did you trick me?